Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday. Is this Wednesday already? Wow, I can't believe it. Wednesday edition of Q&A, and we have a good buddy in the studio, Mr. Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener himself from Waters Garden Center. And we are so used to having beautiful flora. Now we have fauna, too, because Ken has brought lots of wonderful and beautiful living things, as he always does for the show. You brought a special guest along this time, Ken. This one has fur and 4 feet. And who is this fella?
This is Callie Ann. She is a miniature schnauzer. She's only 10 weeks old. Isn't she cute? She just got her first haircut Thursday. So it's I took her into the garden center.
Yeah.
She's roaming around and greeting customers because we're training her to be a service dog at the garden center. Mm-hmm. And I've just, at 10 weeks, you just don't want to leave a puppy there. A puppy by himself. So I thought, I know DJ's a dog lover.
Oh, hardcore.
Absolutely. I think you'll let me in the studio with my little miniature schnauzer. So thank you for allowing me to bring my plants and my newest puppy dog.
Hey, the more living things, the better. makes for a richer life.
It sure does.
Hey, describe for us these beautiful plants you brought along for us today.
Well, we were just unloading a truck as I came in. So I thought, I'll pull a few plants that are uniquely summer. They love summer heat, sun. Animals won't eat them. So I brought animal-proof, perennial. They come back every year, and the animals leave alone. And loves would prefer to be planted in the summer heat. Mm-hmm. So you're into this transition between the pansies are failing. You can't water them enough because they're spring plants. They don't like summer. These plants are summer plants. I'll start with this one. This is one of my favorites. I keep this one out by my mailbox. It's right there at the end of the irrigation where it's just blistering hot, right there by the road. Super windy. It's right there exposed. And packs of javelina go up and down the street. This is a gaura, G-A-U-R-A, gaura. It's a native. It's a wild, low-water kind of plant. Mm-hmm. What I love about this plant, the foliage stays really low. You'll notice it's only like 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
But the flowers hover a foot above the actual plant. And it will do this from now through fall.
And very pretty pink flowers, I might add.
Beautiful pink flowers. These long stems kind of flow in the wind and just love to show off. The hummingbirds love this plant so much that they'll literally follow the carts from the truck. They'll actually greet the truck. And then follow the cart of flowers down to the perennial house and just go, oh, we're so excited, so excited.
Now, what are the hummingbirds doing with these?
They're sucking the nectar. They just the flower. The color of this is such a bright pink.
Yeah.
And then the nectar they just love. So literally they'll dart across the yard and they'll see this plant go, whoa, what is that?
And they'll zoom in on it. So if you attract hummingbirds, this is what you need.
Yeah, hummingbirds and this is a hummingbird and a butterfly pollinator kind of plant. Gaura is such a great plant for summer.
You know, you mentioned before some of these plants you brought along, animals leave them alone.
Yep.
Now, are we differentiating between plants that animals will ignore or plants that might be toxic to an animal?
This plant here, this is a euphorbia. This is an evergreen perennial. It's one of the very few. Most perennials will die back to the ground in the winter. Mm-hmm. Then you'll weed whack them or mow them or just cut them back, and you can almost forget where they were, and then they'll come back fresh in the spring. This one doesn't do that. This one stays green right through winter. It gets up about not even knee-high, maybe 18 inches, 14 inches high, and it just does this. The flower on it hovers above, much like the gaura, will hover above that as well. But this one the animals don't like because it's got a sap. It's detestable. They just really don't like it. Mm-hmm. This plant, a little history with this is actually related to poinsettias.
No kidding.
So that's where, when a poinsettia bracts, you'll break off a limb and that white sap comes out.
Sure.
This does exactly the same thing. It's a natural defense. The plant has...
You could plant those as a line of defense around your flowers,
almost,
couldn't you?
Presumably. Could, huh? I don't know. I guess you could use them as a repellent. Yeah,
sure.
I guess you could. I'll do that frequently in my container gardens. I'll plant something like society garlic or rosemary or lavender. and I've got a big pot, and I'll use that herb that smell has a very heavy fragrance that you and I like, but animals don't.
Yeah.
And I'll use that as a decoy, or it repels or hides or masks the scent of the other plants that I know they will eat.
Mm-hmm.
So in the fall, I love my pansy gardens. So sure. I'll plant my herbs, and then I'll put the pansies and violas and dusty millers around that. And the javelina will come up, and they just don't even realize it's up there in the container because I've planted it with these companion plants. I would imagine euphorbia, you could do that with as well. Yeah.
See, the reason I ask, because we're trying to housebreak a golden retriever.
Oh, there we go.
And the house is broken. The dog has won, but we let the dog out in the backyard, and we love her to we love him to death. But he goes after a lot of the flowers in the garden.
Yeah, of course.
And we want to tell him, like, are you just sampling all this stuff, or do you really like this stuff? And nothing is safe from a puppy. We learned
that's
that.
Right. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like having a toddler in the house.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of learning, you know, our ways around this. So I'm kind of curious, you know, what you can plant in your garden that, you know, the dogs and cats won't bother.
You know, that all bets are off with puppies. So,
yeah,
you
yes.
know, like, we had a German Shepherd mm-hmm. puppy. His ears were even floppy. Hadn't even gone up yet. The ears weren't up. And so he was teething.
Yes.
In terrible pain. We had a dog run where I stored the boat and it was covered, full-on garden. We were talking vineyards were there, fruit trees were going, rose bushes, fully irrigated. It was lush. I mean, you just wanted to hang out in there. Well, by the time this Maxwell Rice was his name, by the time he got done teething, every single plant was chewed off at 1 foot levels. I mean, trees, shrubs, I mean, roses with thorns, all of them were pruned off at 1 foot, and the gardens were destroyed.
Oh.
But then he got past teething, and he kind of adopted.
Yeah.
You know, he changed. He was the greatest dog, your greatest farm dog.
And then after destroying all that stuff, they lay their chin on your lap and look at you like, hi, Dad, I love you, and all is forgiven, right?
That's right.
I've never had kids, but I can imagine trying to raise a puppy. This must be like raising a child in some ways. And, of course, you've done both, so you can understand.
We lost our Scotty.
No.
At the beginning of the year, so Bailey had been with us for many years.
Yeah,
went to the nursery, just loved people, would greet people, and we'd let our dogs free roam and just go mm-hmm. meet the customers. And so we lost her. She made it to the holidays, and she lived for Christmas. She loved packages and treats and
all the people.
She loved the whole thing.
Sure,
made it through to the new year and collapsed on us. So we knew we wanted another dog, so we waited until the spring season was over. So now you got to spend some energy and mm-hmm. some time with them. So now we've got Kellyanne, which you'll see pretty often at the garden center.
Good.
Probably in the back for a little bit just because she's so small.
Yeah,
she's only like, I think she's 4 pounds right now.
You don't want to get stepped on.
So,
well, you know what, Ken, along those lines, my regular listeners and my coworkers know that I spent 5 years in the funeral and cemetery industry, and I personally buried about 800 people. Never once shed a tear. The minute my bosses came to me one day and said, the corporate people want to build a pet cemetery next door, would you want to work there? I said, not in a million years.
Really?
I would
be
incapable.
That would be hard. Oh.
I'd be bawling every day.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
couldn't
yeah.
do it.
Yep.
Could not do it.
That's true.
They tug
our heartstrings.
They certainly do. And these are beautiful plants. We have more coming up. We're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
With our buddy Ken Lane on today's Q&A on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Got a whole bunch more coming up with the mountain gardener, Ken Lane.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:13 with the Mountain Gardener, Ken Lane, whose show airs here on KQ&A. When, Ken?
It's every Saturday from 11 to noon, and then... If you love it or noon, so tune in.
And you've also got not only a great time of year to visit Waters Garden Center, which is where?
It's 1815 Iron Springs Road here in Prescott. This little tidbit here, we just celebrated our 57th spring open house.
This Isn't
is our
that
57th
something?
Spring to be in business. My father-in-law, Harold Waters, started the business back in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, there were no garden centers in northern Arizona. They were all in Phoenix off of Baseline Road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a few landscapers, but they'd still have to go to Phoenix to get the plants. He was the very first one here in Prescott, Arizona, to open up an actual physical retail location garden center. And then as the town grows, we just grow with it.
Mm-hmm.
So our plants... Plants are within our blood. We talk about it at holidays. We talk about it. We just think plants. We like plants.
And this time of year, you can walk out your door in the morning and you can smell the freshness of the air.
You sure can.
It's almost like all the flowers and all of the greenery are exhaling, and you're picking up the benefits of it.
Yeah, it really is. That's a good way to describe that. I got a capture. Mind if I write that down?
Sure, by all means. Hey, by the way, speaking of Waters Garden Center, you got a big fundraiser coming up, Grapes for Grades, on June 30th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Grapes for Grades. So this is our, I think this is year 14 that I give the Garden Center away to a nonprofit once a quarter. And so Rotary was struggling back in, 14 years ago to have a fundraiser. So mm-hmm. Rotarians are business professionals, community leaders that want to get together and make a difference. And these are folks that ended polio, basically. There's only a couple spots, maybe in Iran and Pakistan, that polio's left. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to eradicate that. Clean drinking water for the planet. These are these folks. But they also do local work. So math and reading clinic, one of the Rotarians back in the day, wanted to help kids in summer school to keep their reading skills up. And so instead of going backwards, but to actually help them, maybe they were struggling to help go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is PUSD's Math and Reading Clinic. Every year, the Rotarians fund this for them. It's a three-week program, and all the money is raised at June 30th goes to that program. And so we've got some major sponsors. I mean, Olson's Grain and Lamb Chevrolet and mm-hmm. you know, Waters, of course, of a lot of different participants. And last year we raised $55,000, and it went back right into the community. I think all but I forget the stats. It was like except for 0.01% mm-hmm. with Rotary, all of it goes back into the services, back sure. into the communities, that kind of stuff. So it's a great program. It's basically the largest garden party, the funnest garden party anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
So Barry with El Gato Azul is going to do all huh. all the. He's going to pair the food with the different wines. It's a wine tasting. And so it's fancy desserts and treats and just stuff. It's a fun thing. Tickets are $50. They're available at the Garden Center. Please join us. Consider this a personal invite. We would sure. love to have you. And again, the money goes to some things that you might. It's a live auction thing, just to tease folks.
Sure.
Some of the Rotarians have given their personal Austria villas a 1 week stay.
Whoa.
Italy. I think. There's another place. There's several of those things. So they're giving up either their timeshares or their actual personal residence.
Yikes.
So you can go stay at, and they'll probably meet you there. I think sure. I'm going to bid on that one. I'm donating a private garden consult. So last year we raised $1,200 with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'll come out to your house, and if there's a glass of wine and a sunset, I might stay a little longer. I don't know. So we'll just show you what your plants are and kind of what's going on. But there's a lot of things like that. Just lots of good food, good wine.
Yeah.
It's just a fun time. So June 30th from 5 to 8 o'clock at the Garden Center. It's after close.
Sure.
It's just the most magical time at the Garden Center because, yeah. like you said, the fragrance, the hummingbirds, the sun is setting over the greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It really
just
is.
Beautiful.
And, you know, you mentioned some great local supporters, people like your buddy Dan Olson
yep.
and Steve Sishka with Olson's Grain. You also mentioned Barry Barb with El Gato Azul, our friend Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet.
Yep.
Is there any local nonprofit or effort these guys don't support? Aren't they wonderful?
They really are. I mean, small business, I got to be careful that I'm not too biased, but these aren't businesses. These small family business. These are legacies. These
yeah.
are heritage. These are deep roots within the communities
mm-hmm.
where our kids go to play soccer with your kids.
Yeah.
And we want to give back and make. And so anytime our employees at Waters, at least, if they have any cause, if they're involved in any way, we want the top billing. We want to go all in. We want to make them look really good. And then, hopefully, our employees can get involved, and they'll make more of a difference in that wherever they're at. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a kids basketball team, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs, United Animal Friends, one of our my assistant, his wife is really involved. We're going to bring him in. We're going to adopt dogs. We're going to give back to him. We're going to raise money. So that's kind of – and I'm a Rotarian.
Sure.
So one of my things, I want to support the local Frontier Rotary Club.
Yeah.
So it's a way to – I tell you what – service clubs, and this is kind of going off of a tangent.
That's right.
Doesn't relate to gardening whatsoever. But if you get involved with a service club, Kiwanis, Lions, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that's how you really get to know the actual heart, the heartbeat of a community.
Yeah.
Because that's where people are getting together to make a difference in that. You know, the Lions are all about reading glasses and eye care and health, children's health. And you just have these different things. Rotary's all about children, you know, children, just reading, health, that kind of stuff. So that's their cause. You want to get a feel for that. That's join,
yeah.
and you'll get plugged right in and make a difference.
And one of the reasons we love to support locally owned businesses is these are people who own the businesses whose name is above the door.
That's true.
They are local people, like you said.
Yeah.
They go to church with your kids. They see you at the grocery store, stuff like this. It's not like some cold corporation that has an office, you know, on the East Coast, and you have to go through 15 levels of management to get anybody. These are people who want to maintain that legacy and be part of the community and build more relationships, and it just works out great.
I was a corporate banker before this.
That's right. I remember that.
I set up credit bureaus for TransUnion, Equifax. Boy, I'm ever glad I'm out of that. But if I really wanted to make a lot of money, I would have stayed in that because that's big corporate
stuff.
You just
would have slept as well.
It's not about the money at that point. It's about – It's about more. I mean, life is more than just money.
What am
life
I doing?
I mean, it's we can move back to Prescott to be closer to grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, our community that we grew up in and love. So we're Prescott High School, Yavapai College. I mean, I married my college sweetheart. We both went to Prescott High School. We went through ASU together.
When does the book come out? I mean, this is like a fairy tale come true.
No.
It really is.
You'll see this with family businesses. It's the way it is. It's kind of that's the story, really.
That's the American dream. You know it really is. You know, I do a lot of news and weather reports here, too. Of course, you can't deny the fact that probably in about a month and a half or something, we're going to start seeing the monsoon season.
Yep.
But you have something that is just made for people who are feeding their plants before the monsoons, right?
Yeah, some things you should really do is just some real quick tidbits that'll really be a game changer. Two things. One, if your plants have not woken up or they look thin yet, or they should be full, lush, and actively growing right now. Mm-hmm. If they aren't doing that, they got damaged last spring or winter with all that cold and snow, there's something you can add on ASAP. It's a granular called humic, H-U-M-I-C, humic acid. That's what it is. It's a chocolate mocha-colored granular powder. You sprinkle it on there, and it encourages the plant to root deeper. Put that on before the monsoons, but put it on right away. You need more roots. It'll make a change. It'll green things up. But then before the monsoons hit, which typically it comes around July, mid-July somewhere, I predict that's when it's going to hit again. It always does. If you can fertilize your plants, and we created our own food at Waters Garden Center. I love the chemistry, and I kind of playing with teas right now. I'm going to make a new plant tea, but this is a granular all-purpose plant food. The main ingredient is cottonseed meal. If you can put that on before the rains come, you will see a whole other flush of rosebuds, a whole other set of leaf growth. You'll see a whole other set of blossoms coming on your perennials, more vegetables. Fertilize. It's important to fertilize before the rains come because you got warm soil, it's just warm, actively growing. If you can fertilize right then with some afternoon rain, oh my gosh.
You don't want this getting washed away by the monsoons, right?
Right. So put it on. Put the humic on right now for anything you want more roots, whether it's a new lawn, vegetables, potatoes, or something stressed like a tree. And then also follow up in a couple weeks at least. You can do it at the same time, but really by the end of June or so, first part of July, fertilize with all-purpose plant food, and you will have a happier, better, greener, more colorful yard, guaranteed.
I'm picturing a certain Prescott Valley lady who listens to the show and loves your store taking notes right now and getting the keys to head out to Waters Garden Center. We've got a lot more coming up with Ken Lane in just a moment from Waters Garden Center, the mountain gardener himself, coming up in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
At Lamb Nissan, we have a lot of confidence in the quality and durability of every Nissan we sell, and that includes our certified pre-owned Nissans. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Take the fear out of buying a used vehicle with a Nissan certified pre-owned vehicle, featuring a warranty that offers a 7-year, 100,000 miles of protection. It also includes a free trial of Sirius XM radio, 24 hours roadside assistance, and more. And every certified pre-owned Nissan must pass a comprehensive 167-point inspection. Right now, we've got a 2017 Titan XD with only 5,300 miles, priced at only $22,774. A 2018 Rogue Sport with less than 8,100 miles for only $17,988. We even have a low mileage 2019 Pathfinder for only $25,951. Each is thoroughly inspected, factory backed, and easily financed. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number HN558968, number JW159555, number KC582308, plus tax, title, and license. For complete coverage information, see dealer for details.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies Wednesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Menlove Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We're back live at 227. We have a news and weather break coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, anybody who looks onto Waters Garden Center's incredible webpage can just learn enough to last you for years, but you can learn firsthand, too, from the mountain gardener himself. Ken, tell us about your classes.
Well, I tell you what, we've got garden classes that we start. We're kind of famous. For every weekend, we have a free garden class.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started those back up. So the 22nd, that's this coming Saturday. Is that right? Yeah, Saturday at 9:30. Blooms That Impress. I'm going to have these flowers I have in the studio. I'm going to have them firsthand. We're going to share where do you put them? How do you make them grow? How do you make them bloom? It's Blooms That Impress. We'll mm-hmm. focus on the perennials, touch on the shrubs, and then maybe a few annuals, but really flowers that really do well at this elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And gardening is different here.
Yeah.
If you're coming in from Georgia or Chicago or L.A. or Palm Springs or Tucson, you just erase everything that you know and
yeah.
just reboot and restart over.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's so different at this altitude with the sun and the water, so alkaline. We're going over all of that. We've got the 28th, animals. There's so many homes going up where the wildland interface is, so deer and javelina and rabbits. This year it's been antelope. We're going to go over the plants, how to keep the animals out on June 28th. Out or plant things that they don't even care about. So we might even touch on repelling action on, mm-hmm. on some of those. What can you plant that will actually keep them out and have them go eat over at your neighbors instead of in your yard? So we'll go over that. And then July 6th is containers. My wife is going to teach a container class. How do you put together beautiful containers? There's an art to it. She's a florist. She made her way through college as a florist. And when she gets done, I mean, it's been planted for 5 minutes. You go, whoa, that looks so good. It looks like it's been gardening. It looks like it's been growing there forever. Yeah. But it was just planted up. We're going to give you those insider tips. All of those classes are at watersgardencenter.com. You can look at the very front page. There's a big button that says classes. Mm-hmm. Just hit that, and it gives you a whole list, when and where. Something that's new. We're going to change things up. We're going to try a Friday afternoon and a Saturday morning class. We're getting so much pressure anymore. There's so many people attending, and
mm-hmm.
the economy's back. There's so many people gardening. The facility won't handle that much a class. We only have 52 parking spaces. I don't have enough for classes and people that want to shop. So we're experimenting with Friday afternoon. Last Friday, we had our first class.
Mm-hmm.
Had over 35 students. So I think it's going to work. So we'll try to change it up. We're trying to get a feel for what's the best slot for that.
Yeah.
So make sure you do your homework and know if you're a Facebook aficionado, look at events. You all know where to go.
Sure.
All the classes are under events under the Waters Garden Center Facebook page
mm-hmm.
or watersgardencenter.com. classes.
And you mentioned how people will move here from other parts of the country and realize it's different here.
Yeah.
When I go on a bike ride around my neighborhood, I see some people who have turned their gardens over to multicolored gravel and things like this, and I wonder if they just gave up. They said, no, this is not like the old home.
Yeah. If it's a second home or something, or they're going to move here, they're still working over there, but they're going to move here. They want low maintenance for now. So they just want low care for now, but
sure.
It looks off though, you know. Just
yeah.
I don't want them as my neighbor. I don't want them next door to me. Mm-hmm. So if you have them next door to down over there, because it looks too sterile. It's not there's not enough living plants there.
And that's the key word, living, because it you know, the fresh air and everything, it just gives you a new vibrancy. Well, I think, you know, I think I mentioned to you in a previous visit that where I worked in California in the cemetery biz, we had a nearby place that didn't have a blade of grass in the whole cemetery.
Wow.
It looked like a terrarium. Remember terrariums?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the place looked like. And I bet their water bill was real cheap, too.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So there are some benefits to that,
trees.
I guess.
We just had Father's Day celebration.
Oh, yeah,
weekend.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know, a tree is so much better to cool down that backyard than an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because the umbrella will give you shade, but doesn't cool the environment. A tree planted will actually physically change, lower the temperature around, not just under the in the shade, but the entire backyard. The temperature will lower because trees have this evap cooling thing that they do to keep themselves cool.
Yep.
You simply benefit by having that tree in near your entertainment areas. It's a game changer.
Plus, it brings in birdies.
It's
so
true.
We like that, too. Lots more coming up with Ken Lane. We're going to take a break for a local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com. More coming up with Ken Lane.
James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pick up the David Peralta bobblehead courtesy of Commonwealth Insurance on Saturday, June 22nd, and hear the sounds of the freight train. This audio bobblehead is a must-have for the collection. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Get tickets to all the big giveaway games this season, including the David Peralta Freight Train Bobblehead, the Chase Field Habib Globe, and the Los D-backs replica jersey. Check out all the promotions online at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Worry-free luxury?
That's Buick.
Thousands in summer savings?
That's Finley Buick in Prescott. 2019 Buick Regal, where innovation meets inspired performance. Now 25% off MSRP. 2019 Buick Envision Preferred. Versatility has found its style. Now 24% off. Save over $8,500 off MSRP. Your Finley Buick Prescott price?
$26,320.
2019 Buick Encore Preferred. Size to fit the way life moves. A huge 30% off. Save almost $7,900 off MSRP. Your Finley Buick Prescott price?
$17,886.
For a brand new Buick. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495.fee. Stock numbers B42701, B42356.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 19th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Santan Valley man has been arrested after his SUV collided with a car while driving westbound in the eastbound lanes of the Hunt Highway. Navide for Johnny from the Pinal County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Octavio Areola was taken into custody after he was spotted by a deputy.
He's driving very erratically, swerving. One deputy's approached, they could smell alcohol coming from the car. They opened the door and had the suspect get out of the vehicle, and he could barely stand. They also noticed several open containers inside the vehicle.
Forjani says cocaine was found in his Chevy Tahoe. He registered a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Forjani says it was fortunate there were no serious injuries. Sunny and dry days, clear mild overnights into your KQ&A weather weekend. Very windy Thursday and Friday, with highs today and tomorrow around 86. Friday and Saturday, 82 and 77 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Perfect weekend weather for the Prescott Bluegrass Festival. And cooling after bedtime tonight to about 56. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny and dry 98 today and tomorrow. Gusty winds Thursday and Friday, up to 93 and 89 Friday and Saturday, with clear overnight skies and a late night low near 60. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave Counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We're back live at 2:39 with our buddy Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center, host of The Mountain Gardener, airing when, Ken?
Every Saturday from 11 to noon. Actually, it goes on multiple times throughout the weekend, but it's just local garden tips. What am I doing in my gardens? Mm-hmm. I just share that.
Yep.
And it'll probably work in your backyard equally as well as it does mine, because gardening's all about working with the environment, with the seasons. Don't go against it, because you'll lose.
Mother Nature will win.
She'll win every time. Yeah, so kind of go with. And this year caught us off a little bit. You know, we had May. Usually we have Mother's Day as our planting date, last frost, but it wasn't till the end of May.
Wasn't that weird?
Our last frost.
Going into Memorial Day weekend, Flagstaff gets 4 inches of snow.
Yeah crazy.
Wow, I couldn't believe it. Well, we've been neglecting a couple of the plants you brought in today. This beautiful, what would you call that shade of, is that kind of a rusty red?
I brought a few things in, just that we were unloading some new plants in the garden center. Oh! DJ's a plant guy. Mm-hmm. I'll mention these, and that makes for visual wordsmithing on the airwaves.
For radio,
This is echinacea, or cone flower. This is one your grandparents grew. It was mainly just purple. So now we've got so many other colors you can pick from. This is a robust red. Mm-hmm. Just a different, interesting color. Animals don't eat this plant. It's a perennial. Comes back every year. And I plant this plant in my backyard because I like to attract birds. What I'll do is, if you'll pinch these flowers off, this flower is probably 3 inches across, bright colors. The flower will put these seed cone heads on, so lots of seed. But if you pinch them off, it goes, oh, I'm not forming seed. I better put a new flower on. So pulsate waves of flowers. I'll keep doing that till about September. Then I'll let all the flowers go 100% to seed. And that will be a food source for my birds that winter over with me. This is a great attractor for birds. So echinacea is just a really great plant. But so many more choices anymore as far as colors go than your grandparents ever dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a native. It grows wild. This is yarrow. This is the most – you'll see this growing wild out – just growing wild. This is the native one. Now, I've also got this in a paprika, in reds, pinks, whites. The yellow is the natural. Yeah, there's something about yellow where our local animals know, don't touch yellow. It always tastes bad. Don't do yellow. So whether it's a columbine or just the plants have conditioned the animals around us to go, whenever you see yellow, it means bad tasting, don't eat. That, and it's got this silver foliage. That's another defense this plant has. Anytime you see silver or blue foliage, that means, the plant animals don't like to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a secretion the plant throws over top of the foliage. And when the animals eat that gets stuck inside their throat. And they're kind of going,
terrible. Ah, where's the water? I need some water.
So this plant's trained the animals to go,
don't go someplace else. Yeah.
But a great low water, this is a wildflower. It will reseed for you and come up in different places. But yarrow is such a great local mountain plant.
Uh-huh.
And anyone can grow it, and every yard should have at least one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I brought that one. This one, we're famous for a Russian sage. Russian sage is a spiky blue flower, a shrub that gets about hip high. It can be a bit weedy, so it takes over a yard. It recedes, it pops up. This, I like to use agastache is what this plant is. I like to use it like Russian sage, but it's much easier to control, much less maintenance, but the same low care, low water, low, and it comes in more colors than blue.
I mean, that's an interesting mix of colors on that one plant.
It's orange or it's kind of like an apricot color.
Apricot color plus is that kind of a lavender?
It is. Yeah, it comes out as a purpley lavendery color, then it opens up to this apricot color. It's equally as hardy, gets up about 2 feet tall or something like that, and it keeps its vase shape, whereas Russian sage tends to fall over. Once it starts raining, if you get too much rain or too much water on a Russian sage, it almost gets drunk. Just like, I just can't take it anymore. Yeah. Falls down the yard and just goes, I've got too much water.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't do that. It's just so much easier to care for, and it loves being planted in summer. This is its time.
Mm-hmm.
And the tubular-shaped flowers, these tall spiked flowers with these tubular shaped flowers coming off the spires. Hummingbirds think they've died and gone to heaven. So they love everything about Agastache. It just, it's a great plant for, it's a great local plant. If you like birds, who doesn't like hummingbirds?
Sure. Yeah.
If you like low care, who doesn't like low care? Yeah. If you like less water use, who doesn't want that?
Sure.
And it comes back every single year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a companion plant. This is the last one I've got. And again, these I cover in our classes each week.
Yeah.
Every weekend we have a garden class, especially these because they're the summer rock stars. This is Pentstemon. It grows wild everywhere. But this one happens to be red. This is Cherry Spark. We found a new variety. Most of the native ones are white, pink. Again, Pentstemon grows tall, like tall stalks.
Mm-hmm.
And flowers come off of, in these tubular-shaped flowers, off the stalks. Hummingbirds, again, love Pentstemon, everything about it. But every time you see the word Pentstemon, I wish I had a better name than that, but that's our local native, comes in red like this one, purple, white, blue, pink, a couple different reds. I've got a lot of choices,
mm-hmm.
but they're all equally as at home in your garden. Mine's purple. It's now about, it's 5 years old. It's about 2 feet around, 2 feet tall, and just covered. You can't see the foliage. It's nothing but purple flowers. It's amazing.
And this looks almost like a trumpet type.
It does.
Shape. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a trumpet-shaped
yeah.
variety. So you Google, just say, hey, Google, tell me, show me a Pentstemon flower, and it'll show you. They all look the same.
Yeah.
Just, they're kind of like roses. They have different colored flowers, but the foliage is always the same. Speaking of roses, I didn't mean to go that direction, but if you don't mind, there's a whole other series of roses that have come in. We're famous for roses.
Mm-hmm.
And Hybrides, Floribundas, Grandifloras, those are what your grandparents grew. There's a new series of shrub roses. There's no special graft on these. These are on their own rootstock. Mm-hmm. So no matter what happens, it comes back from the roots true to its rose. The problem with shrub roses, they're kind of boring. They usually only came in pink, maybe a white. There weren't a lot of choices. We have this new series called Easy Elegance. We've bred fragrance back into a wild, old-fashioned shrub rose. We've got the size of the flower almost resembles Hybrides, which is your long-stemmed rose. Mm-hmm. That's what you give for Valentine's Mother's Day, long-stemmed roses. They're close. They're not quite as big, but they have more flowers on them. They're just so easy to grow. And again, they're like you treat them like a shrub or a tree. Put them mm-hmm. on that drip system. Water them once a week, and they'll keep blooming from now through. I had flowers on my roses through December. It was amazing. This is just rose country. They mm-hmm. just adapt well to this bright light, arid, hot climate. They love this altitude. Roses do well, better here than I think anywhere else in the country. So roses, don't be afraid of them. We could show mm-hmm. you some that are really easy to grow.
You know, you mentioned the different colors in these. I remember reading a few months ago in the LA Times, they were interviewing somebody from the Pantone company.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
Yeah, that's right.
And these are people who come up with all the different color splotches you see, you know. And they've defined something like 2,400 different colors that are perceivable to the human eye. And they asked him and said, how do you determine what these colors are called, or how do you define them? And the guy said, I just go to a botanical garden
yeah.
and look at and find new colors I've never seen before. And you and I have mentioned before, because we've both been there, the Butchart Gardens in Victoria, British Columbia. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, are there really that many colors and scents in nature? It was absolutely stunning.
Not only that, but nature never gets done creating colors.
Right.
They're always hybrids. That is, this mm-hmm. pollen from this flower will go over to this flower, and they'll husbandry, basically.
Yeah.
They'll pollinate each other, and then they'll spin off brand new colors that have never been seen before.
Yeah.
When we're trying to find, like, this new echinacea, this has never been seen in Prescott, Arizona before. This is the first year, and you only find it at our store.
Mm-hmm.
The way we find this flower is we'll take 2,000 seed. We'll pot them all up, and we'll put them all in this greenhouse. And then out of those 2,000, 99% of them will come up this color, same mm-hmm. color. But there's that one or two. There'll be this odd flower in the middle of this huge red field. Go, whoa, that is new. never been seen before. That's different genetics. Go, oh, grab that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we start taking tissue cuttings. We'll actually take a little cuttings. We'll put it in a little gel. And then we'll make clones of that exact plant. This is not changing the genetics. It's the same exact genetics.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're replicating it over and over and over. And then we'll grow that in about 2, 3, 5 years. Mm-hmm. We'll introduce that brand new, by then it's been patented, brand new flower that no one's seen. That's how you find these fabulous new colors that came out. No one's ever seen this apricot-colored agastache.
I've never seen that combination before.
It's brand new this year. You're only going to find it at Waters. This is how we found this exact plant.
And
we'll get it for 2, 3 years, and then finally the big boxes will take and go, oh, finally it's popular enough to go to the masses.
Ken, in a minute and a half, tell me what you can tell us about fire-wise planting, because this is fire season coming up.
It is, So July typically starts through whenever the monsoons, when that lightning starts to strike, that's when it gets dangerous. The main thing, I mean, really fire-wise, I was just presenting to the fire-wise board, bunch of really smart people. There's like 100 people in this room, and they all know more than you. I'm presenting to them. I'm going, okay, let's see how this flies. The main thing, clean up. Don't let weeds grow, because the fire actually runs across the ground, and it's looking for ladder fuel. So it's looking to catch the next shrub, next highest thing on fire, and then from there, it catches the canopy. Once a canopy's on fire, once the pine trees, the junipers, the manzanitas are on fire, you've got 100-foot flames. And all you can do, I mean, all of us, I don't care, the bravest firefighter, all you can do is run.
Yep.
You just try to get out of the way and go to your next fire line, and hopefully the slurry bombers can slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep it on the ground. Anytime you see a plant, the flames will typically be 3 times taller than the plant. That's some quick math. So you can see where the ladder fuel, what do I need to keep things isolated? And then you want to plant in islands. So if you're in those areas where you've got a lot of pine trees, a lot of junipers, a lot of manzanita, just give some space. The firefighters can keep the fire on the ground if you give them some breaks.
Yeah.
So have some fire breaks within your yard. Don't have this solid mass of green. And whatever you do, don't have a bunch of weeds. Because that's the fuse that the fire uses to kind of go from one place to the next. They're going through the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say one thing that I've done in my own house, at the garden center, I don't want the place to burn. It's a business. I got a lot of families to feed. Keep your gutters clean. Don't let needles and the cottonwood down and stuff gather in there, because one spark gets in there, it goes up, and then poof,
once the roof's on fire,
there's nothing you can do. So many of these plants we've been talking about, the leafy plants, they're fire wise. There's a whole series of plants that you can plant that do not burn, or they'd have to be directly in the fire for minutes before they dry out enough to actually catch on fire. The ones that are the dangerous ones are your evergreens.
Yeah.
Typically, your pine trees, your junipers. Those are the ones you want to be more careful, more strategic with. We've got several folks. If that's a concern for you out listeners, we've got several folks that are, they're certified FireWise. They just know how to plant FireWise. We can help you with that.
And for our listeners who need more advice on their green thumb and planting FireWise, how can they reach you?
Oh, come visit us at Waters Garden Center. We're right directly in Prescott, down by the hospital on Iron Springs Road. We're the last business on Iron Springs Road, right before Williamson Valley Road. Mm-hmm. You can't miss us. I mean, look for the big green greenhouses. Literally, that's where they are. You can't miss us. Google loves us. Just say, hey, Google, Alexa, tell me how to get to Waters Garden Center. You'll find us.
Yeah.
And we've always got plant experts on staff. I mean, not just hired muscle. These are folks that actually know, live, breathe local plants and advice, and they love connecting people and plants together.
And we enjoy that very much. Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener. Always, Ken, the hour goes by too fast for us.
I agree.
Stay tuned, because I got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests. No, not tomorrow's. Monday's coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, don't forget the movie Only the Brave about the Granite Mountain Hotshots is screening tonight at the Elks Theater. If you are part of the early special private party, make sure you get there in time to see the show this afternoon. If you are going just for the movie, they'll be rescreening it at 7 o'clock tonight. It's only about $5, I believe, at the Prescott Elks Theater. If you haven't seen Only the Brave, it is a very respectful and illustrative look at the Granite Mountain Hotshots, filmed, of course, in New Mexico. We know the reasons for that. That's why there is now a film office open again in Phoenix. Thank you very much. Really, really good movie starring Josh Brolin and Miles Teller. Also, that is tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. New movies opening tomorrow at the Harkins 14 include Toy Story 4, Child's Play, and Anna, starring Helen Mirren. Hey, make sure you join me Saturday and Sunday if you're coming down for the Prescott Bluegrass Festival. Stop by the stage and say hi. In the meantime, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of a Town Prescott, hosted by the mayor, Greg Mengarelli, Diamondbacks baseball at 6 with the pregame show before they take on the Colorado Rockies at 6:40. No Q&A tomorrow because we have baseball starting at noon tomorrow. So join me Monday for Q&A at 2. When I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.